Department of Education to investigate anti-male discrimination at University of Michigan. By Tom Sikata on January 29, 2019. The U.S. Department of Education is now investigating claims of anti-male discrimination at the University of Michigan. According to a report from the College Fix, University of Michigan professor Mark Perry, who is also an American Enterprise Institute scholar, filed a Title IX complaint against the University of Michigan, alleging several types of anti-male discrimination. Perry alleges that the university offers financial assistance to female students on the basis of their gender. This is not exactly revelatory. Universities have increased the amount of gender-based scholarships over the past several years. All of the gender-based scholarships are reserved for female applicants. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights will investigate the following matters at the University of Michigan. Whether the university is, on the basis of sex, denying persons the benefits of, or subjecting them to discrimination in employment, under any education program or activity operated by the university. Whether the university provides or otherwise carries out any of its education programs or activities separately on the basis of sex, or requires or refuses participation therein by any of its students on the basis of sex. Whether the university, in providing financial assistance to any of its students, on the basis of sex, provides different amount or types of such assistance, limits eligibility for such assistance which is of any particular type or source, applies different criteria, or otherwise discriminates, and/or, through solicitation, listing, approval, provision of facilities or other services, assists any foundation, trust, agency, organization, or person which provides assistance to any of the university's students in a manner which discriminates on the basis of sex. Last summer, Perry filed a complaint that named 11 female-only programs and scholarships at the University of Michigan. None of the programs or scholarships were open to male applicants. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this investigation.